welcome into another great edition of Board Check. I'm your humble, amazing host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us. Lots of stuff I want to get into, all kinds of football news going on, but this is a hockey show. We're going to talk about hockey. It's still going on, guys. And in fact, all the football fans, you want something to watch? Now the football's, we're 2 games away from no more football for the year. Welcome into the world of hockey. Come on in. The weather's just fine. In fact, they play indoors, so of course it's fine. Let's start with the Swamp Rabbits. We never start with the Swamp Rabbits. I know you guys have said you never start with the Swamp Rabbits. So guess what we're doing? We're starting with the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Even though things are still up and down, I don't get it. They are probably one of the most talented teams in the ECHL. Just trying to put some streaks together. It didn't help that they had the loss versus Atlanta 3-1, where Backoff had the only goal and Bednar had 34 saves. That was last Thursday. Last Friday, they took on the Everblades, hosted them. Won that one 6-2, where Perkovic, Black, McPherson, Horton, Rockwood, and Nault all had goals in that one. Of course, Jeremy Helvig, the Ghost Rider, 42 saves in that one. It's incredible. It's like he can't be in a game that he doesn't have to make like 1,000 saves. It's really crazy. And then they followed that up on Sunday, hosting the South Carolina Stingrays. Lost that one 2-1. Perkovic with the goal there. Dude's really heating up. That's 2 goals in 2 games. He had a bunch more before then. Helvig with the 40 save loss in that one. Your upcoming schedule. Tomorrow night, they will be in Norfolk to take on the Admirals. 7:30 puck drop on that one. They will host Norfolk on Friday. 7:05 puck drop there. And they will host them on Saturday with a 7:05 puck drop in the Bon Secours Arena. Something I hadn't got around to doing, but I am going to bring back. Your goals leader with 16 total goals on the year is Patrick Backoff. He has 10 assists for 26 total points in total. Your assist leaders are Michael Pelich and Adam Rockwood, who both have 19 assists. Adam has 6 goals, and Michael has 8 goals to go with that. And your overall points leader is Nathan Perkovic. Just talked about him. 28 total points. That is 11 goals and 17 assists. Your big numbers on the big goalies. Bednard is 9-11, I believe, up to this point. Yeah. With 299 goals against average and a save percentage right at 91%. Jeremy Helvig is 7-8, I believe, after that last loss, with a 323 goals against average and a 919 save percentage. They're doing big things. If they can just string together a handful of wins here and there. I mean, they're still sitting, I believe, in third at the moment. They really got a shot to jump into the playoffs and really wreak some havoc. Now, I know we all know who's running away with it, but I think the Rabbits could beat them. I think they definitely could beat them. But speaking of a team that needs to string together some wins, go to the Atlanta Gladiators, where last Tuesday they took on South Carolina in Stingray Park there, as we call it. They lost that one 5-1, where Solviev was the only goal scorer in that one. Nell with 28 saves. Speaking of up and down, They had the win versus Greenville on Thursday night. We talked about that, 3-1. Conway, Peterson, and Marchand with the goals there. Nell with 46 saves. That's a Helvig-type storyline. They had the loss versus Jacksonville on Friday night, 7-3. Hosted them. Conway, Nesbitt, and Neely all with goals in that one. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that puts Nesbitt at like 298 with goals. Did I write that down? Did not write that down. Okay. He's within a couple. Nell with 23 saves in that one, and Halford came in mop-up duty with 6. Then they had the big win on Sunday versus the Brampton Beast. 1-0, where Corbett had the big goal in that one. Nell with 35 saves and the shutout. Upcoming schedule for the Gladiators. This Wednesday, they will host the Orlando Solar Bears at 7:05. This Friday, they will host them again at 7:35. I think it's Double Dare night or something coming up like that. Maybe Saturday. No, Friday. And then they are at South Carolina on Saturday, 6:05. Puck drop in that one. Your goal leaders, because it is a three-way tie between Samuel Aslan, Tommy Martian, and Eric Neely. They all have 12. Neely has 20 assists to go along with that, which makes him the point leader at 32. Oh, here we go. Chris Nell is 6-7 with a 3.68 goals against average, or a 3.68 rather, and a 8.82 save percentage. Kyle Kaiser is 0-1. He has a 4.1 goals against average, 8.18 percent save percentage, and Ben Halford is 0-0. No official outcome on that, but a 4.81 and a 8.15 save percentage. Nell has really been the workhorse here lately. And but you got either one of those guys until either Bones comes back, or if Bones is out, then let's swap to some Hurricanes. The Hurricanes had the big win versus Philadelphia. They hosted them 5-4, where Edmondson, Fogle, Hamilton, Gardner, and Walmark all had goals in that one. Reimer had 17 saves for the victory. They had the big win versus the Arizona Coyotes 3-0, where Mrazek had 32 saves in the shutout, and you had Warren Fogle, Walmark, and Marty Natchez, who had goals in that one. And then they do back-to-back shutouts as they win versus the LA Kings 2-0. Teravainen and Niederreiter with those. Reimer with 41 saves in the shutout. Upcoming schedule. Oh, no, wait. They also played on Monday night in Washington. Lost that one 2-0. Mrazek had 28 saves in the loss. Their upcoming schedule this Thursday, they will be in Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets, 7 p.m. puck drop with that one. On Friday, they will host the Anaheim Ducks. Keep wanting to call them Mighty. I guess they're not. 7:30 puck drop there. And on Sunday, they will host the New York Islanders, 5 p.m. puck drop in that one. Hopefully I remember to tell you about something I just thought of. Go to the Predators real quick in Nashville. They hosted the Boston Bruins, lost that one 6-2, where Philip Forsberg and Granlund had goals in that one. Rene with 30 saves. They had the win in Chicago 5-2, where Bonino, Arvidsson, Blackwell, Duchene, and Pekka Rinne becomes the 12th goalie ever to score a goal. Congratulations, Pekka, on that. He also had 29 saves in the victory. They had the win in Winnipeg 1-0. Saros with the 28 save shutout. Turris had the long goal. And their upcoming schedule, they play tonight, 9 p.m. in Edmonton. They play Thursday. They will host the Anaheim Ducks at 8 p.m. And on Saturday, they will host the Buffalo Sabres, 8 p.m. puck drop on that one. Here are some NHL notes and stories real quick. The Lightning had a 10-game streak that was finally snapped, but the last two of their winning streak were shutouts. It's a fantastic streak, and them being able to show that they can win 10 in a row puts everybody else on notice. Patrick Marleau is going to be the fifth ever to play in 1,700 games. Excuse me with that. Congratulations to him on that. I believe he's going to play them all with the Sharks, which is, I could be wrong. And speaking of the Sharks, Logan Couture is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a fractured ankle. A lot of people say, well, his numbers are down, or he doesn't score as much as he did, or this kind of, he's one of the leaders of that team. They're going to take a step backwards in that one. But that's actually going to do it for us this week. Appreciate everybody tuning in to another great edition of Vortech. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys later. Go Rabbits. Go Glads.